The first Rembrandt painting was The Stoning of Stephen in 1625. He was just 19 years of age. This painting comes from the biblical story where the deacon Stephen became the first Christian martyr. When Stephen blamed his people for killing the Messiah, they ran towards him in a pack. So here we have Stephen in the centre. His face is lit and he's gazing up to the light. A whole bunch of men are poised, ready to stone him. We have a man mounted on a horse on the side, and we can see the domes and walls of Jerusalem in the background. At the rear of the painting is Saul of Tarsus. He's holding the coats of those doing the dirty work. What I find interesting is that Rembrandt looks to have painted the same face as Stephen on Saul. He's even looking in the same direction. Why? Maybe Rembrandt is portraying that Saul would soon take the place of Stephen and become a mighty worker for Jesus. Now let's look straight above the face of Stephen. Here we find a self-portrait of Rembrandt. He's painted himself in among the gang of killers. But by the look on his face, he seems to be having second thoughts. As he saw the peace on the face of Stephen, and the light of God shining on him, as he heard him say, "Lord, please do not charge them with this sin," going through his mind must have been, "I think I've misjudged this man. Maybe he's innocent after all. What if this bad man is actually good? What if I've made a terrible mistake?" Of course, that happened in the mind of Saul. So maybe Rembrandt painted himself thinking exactly the same thing. So what's the point of this painting? For me, it's this. From the life and prayer of Stephen came the ministry of Paul. From the ministry of Paul came the gospel to the whole world. The next time you feel like someone has misjudged you, falsely accused you, or rejected you in your faith, remember the story and prayer of Stephen. "Lord, please do not charge them with this sin."